about 3:30, he sort of spoke very distinctly and said, "I am in heaven." Now, that could mean lots of things, but from a Christian's perspective, he's in heaven. Anyway, as soon as you're born again, as soon as you're saved, you are effectively in heaven, because it's as near to heaven as makes no odds, really. You are there. That's how confident you can be. Not because of anything that you've done, but because of it's God's salvation that he's worked. So that was a very interesting and striking thing for us. If he, in the midst of all of his pain, has got an awareness of heaven, then we can't ask for more than that, really. It's 10 to 11 on the 21st of July 2013, 12 years since I was starting in the School of Nursing and Midwifery Studies, and my job as a lecturer. Except this is a Sunday, and tapas 1 on this particular Sunday, Paddy passed into the arms of his saviour.
To watch someone's departure, it's an incredible thing. It's the reality, it's the actual mechanics of it. It's the kind of feeling of something draining away and there's absolutely nothing you can do. You've been the mum in control, you've been the nurse that knows what's going on. I've been the one giving information to Mike because I understand, I've seen it, I've experienced, I know all of that, but I can't do anything about this. And the whole thing of him, his whole being, going. Just going.
Al couldn't face going to church this morning, but I went, and many people came and offered their condolences, and we spoke about the sadness and yet the glory of what had happened. Sad, of course, at our loss, and yet the glory of what has happened to somebody who passes into eternal life.